Our prayers of intercession. I invite you, when I say, Lord, hear us, to respond with me by saying together, Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the church throughout the world, in its rich variety, and thank you for all its members in every land, from Tonga to the United Kingdom. We thank you for those churches which we have connections with, both here and overseas, all part of your world church. We remember that we are one body with Christ as the head, that God has called each and every one of us, and that we are dependent on each other. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we pray for the world, mindful of the continuing challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, inequality, and climate change. We include in our prayers those places where the media cannot tell the stories, yet where we know there is suffering. We pray for all leaders in all places and situations, including in our own country. May all in positions of trust and authority act wisely, demonstrating both humility and compassion. In the words of Scripture, let justice flow like a river, and righteousness like a never-ending stream. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for the Methodist Church, for the conference in the United Kingdom as it continues to meet remotely this week, and especially for those who this weekend were due to be ordained. We pray for each ordinand. We pray that each one may know your strength and support in these strange times as they await their ordination at a future date. We pray for all those involved in the Methodist Conference. Let them and all your people, together with Ruth, Naomi and Boaz, find true purpose, purpose in your purposes, and in so doing, become vessels and instruments of your kingdom. We pray also for the Methodist Church in Tonga, for the people of Tonga, and for the Tonga community in the United Kingdom, and for Yasinga as she ministers to them. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for communities and community life, for cohesion and working together, for key workers, for those risking their lives for others, for those faced with difficult decisions, for true mindfulness of one another. We pray for those in our communities who are afraid, lonely, anxious, tired, weary, for those who are ill, for those who grieve. And finally, we pray in a moment of silence for our own needs and those of the people we know and love. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so, this World Church Sunday, rejoicing in the life we share as one people, one church, in one world, with one Lord, we join together in rendering the prayer that binds us to Christ and each other, on earth and in heaven, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing now our final hymn, a hymn reminding us that with Ruth and Naomi and Boaz, God invites us also to be partakers with him in his work of salvation. From Singing the Faith 663, I the Lord of Sea and Sky.